a hot tub. Not gay.
You're gay?
No.
Oh, I thought it sounded like you said I'm gay, and I was like, what? You're finally coming out?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. My next question was gonna be, when are you telling Nicole? But I'm sure she figured that out already, right? That'd be fun.
That's what.
What would you do if one of your friends told you, hey, like, let's say any of your friends, right, at this point, they're married, and they tell you, hey, buddy, I had something to tell you. I'm going to leave my wife. And you ask them why, and they're like, because I realize I'm gay. How would you handle that?
Are you coming out to me now? Like, bro, you've only been married for, like, 5 months. Like,
nah, fam.
You didn't let it marinate at all. Like, god damn, dude. I feel a little awkward now. No wonder you kept staring at my ass whenever my pants fucking kept falling at work.
Walter over there sitting in the back. Today's.
Bro, Walter fucking threw me off that shit every fucking time.
Walter scares me, bro. Oh,
you gotta remember. He was in the Marines.
He was in the Marines. He wasn't in the Navy, goddammit.
The Marines are a branch of the Navy.
Sir, okay. The Marines are the most badass men in the world, okay? First in, last one's out.
Yeah. So, speaking of which, now, would you, given the chance, go back in time and actually follow through and actually join the military? And if so, what branch?
Air Force, all day, every day.
Really?
I mean, that's what I was going to go do, is go to the Air Force. I would join them in a heartbeat, dude. Just chill, kill planes and drones.
I can see you. I can see you being a Marine.
Why? Because I'm brown, dude, and 90% of Marines are Hispanic?
No. Racist? No. No. Like, not that kind of, like, Marine. Like, I feel like Special Ops. I can see you as Special Ops.
Special Ops, okay. Yeah. Oh, fam. If I have to go to war, my ass is sitting in the chair operating a drone strike.
You're like, fuck that shit. I want to be stateside flying this fucking expensive-ass plane.
I don't even have to fly the plane. Just let me sit at home from my office and operate that bitch.
You know, that's crazy, though, is that I'm pretty sure there's a drone you can operate just straight off your laptop. You don't even need controls. You just punch commands. Yeah.
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's one guy that puts his, you know, his Razer, what is it called?
Oh, the controller for the phone like I have?
Yeah, the Razer one. Yeah. Just slaps that bitch on, puts it in flight mode, and then he's over here playing Call of Duty.
Like, you're playing, like, the fucking zombie gunship game that's on
Apple Store? What is it called? Flying Angels or something like that? It's an Xbox game?
No. You never played the, it's a mobile game, and I think it's like Zombie Gunship, I think is what it's called.
Oh, no, I've never played that.
I have it. Let's see, where is that? Yeah, Zombie GS. So basically, you're in an AC-130,
uh-huh,
and you're protecting the entrance of the base, like the shelter.
Ooh.
And it shows, like, it's like little specs, low quality. You know, don't expect much from a mobile game, but it's low quality, and it shows, like, the depending on how you have it, if you have it like inverted, like infrared or not.
Uh-huh.
White specs are civilians. Black specs are zombies.
Oh shit! Okay.
And you're controlling, like, all three guns, the AC-130. Uh-huh. And you have to sit there and shoot the zombies and, like, go round for round.
Damn.
Yeah, making sure that you get like as fun. Many, you know, you get as many civilians saved as possible.
I was about to say, you're killing all the civilians. I think.
No, if you kill three civilians, the round ends.
I was about to say, that sounds a little counterintuitive.
You kill three civilians, the game's over.
That's like Vladimir Putin. I guess no one told him three civilians and you're out. Jeez. Bro, did you see they tried to kill his ass?
No, I didn't.
They tried to kill the permit, bro. Miss Piggy got mad at him and tried to drone strike his ass.
Is Miss Piggy the U.S.? It's Donald Trump.
I like that you come on to that. No, the Ukraine, bro. They got like, I mean, obviously the U.S. supplied them with this badass fucking missile and drone strike, but the Ukraine tried to take out Putin, and they missed. He survived.
Wow. Did it like just graze him, or did it miss him completely?
I think they just killed Kermit. They got the wrong guy. They were supposed to kill the Kremlin, and they hit Kermit.
Damn,
God damn this.
You motherfuckers.
You almost got me.
I love how you almost pulled that off while looking like Miss Piggy.
I don't know. I don't even remember Miss Piggy's voice.
I don't either.
Hey, Elmer, when are you going to come over and intersect this cat?
God damn. Who was it? Bert and Ernie? They were the two gay guys that thought they were brothers.
Hi, Ernie.
They were gay lovers.
Were they really?
Yeah.
I mean, I saw like the family guy like parody of it.
Let me find out Ernie with that unibrow was clapping Bert's cheeks.
Oh my. I actually kind of forgot who's which. Like, which one is which?
I think Bert's the one that looks like a banana.
The one that looks like a banana.
Accurate, though.
He said it looks like a banana.
He does, doesn't he? Am I mistaking him for someone else?
Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie.
Hey, Bert.
Hi, Bert.
Hi, Ernie.
Who is he? Who is
he? He looks like a banana.
He does look like a banana.
Okay, so Bert is the yellow one. Ernie.
Oh, wait, show me a picture, bro. You can share your screen, bitch.
Can I? Disabled.
Oh, never mind. My bad. My bad.
Yeah. Also,
sometimes I forget that I run this show.
You forgot you're the boss.
I forget I'm the boss sometimes, you know? I'm so used to getting bossed around by my wife that I forget I wear the pants
on. Ernie just looks like fucking, like, Wish's, hey, arm.
I saw a white arm in the background. I'm terrified. Huh? Oh, there's a floating white arm.
She was walking by.
I was about to tell you, I think the clan got you, Alan.
did you do it? Oh, you did it.
See, he does look like a banana.
He's got a carrot for a nose. Oh shit, I learned something new today.
You know, the crazy part was Bert used to be normal shaped.
Yeah.
Is he a dickhead in a vagina or what?
Shit, my bad. Yeah, here we go.
That's Stewie.
He's got the shape of Stewie, that's for sure.
I know.
I didn't even know you could do annotations like that. That's
kinda... That is pretty cool.
Right, I need to stop that before I get distracted.
But see, I was right. Bert looks like a motherfucking banana.
Hey, Bert.
Hey, Bert.
Bert, you don't love me anymore, Bert. What's his name, Bert?
You think he ever asked Bert to smell his fingers? Hey, Bert. I was with Miss Piggy last night.
Oh shit.
Crazy, I can't get the smell of bacon out my mind.
I thought that was Kermit. I thought there was like a meme or something that Kermit actually said that.
Yeah, you don't really smell of bacon.
I think he does say that.
Yeah. I like bacon. Bacon's my favorite meal of the day.
God damn it, Mom.
Hola, soy Dora.
Okay, Dora. Dora the Explorer, Dora.
I forgot about that one, huh?
Fucking horror.
Oopity fairy.
Those honeysuckle apple gummies
don't
are
take too
cool.
many. Don't take too many. No,
I'm only taking one. I'm only having one. Yeah,
fucking Lola.
That's fucking Lola.
Lola, like, oh my god.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! I can't fucking. It's been a while. It's been a while. I watched the final season, then I watched HR.
Oh yeah, is it HR? Yeah, Human Resources. Yeah,
Human Resources.
That one's pretty funny too.
kind of wish for another episode.
I kind of wish that they would just reboot the whole thing, do it all over again. Fucking release one episode and I'll watch the whole thing all over again.
Shit, I'll watch the whole thing all over again. Right? I've already watched it, I think, twice.
Have you?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, that's where I was like,
puberty fairy. I'm no fairy. I'm a hormone monster.
That shit's so funny. When he gives birth is hilarious. I'd be so fucked up if that was in real life, man. Shit to his ass.
Just fucking pictured it in my head and I was like, oh my god, I forgot that happened. Oh man.
Dude, that's some funny shit.
Oh man. Alright.
Alright.
So let me tell you the conspiracy theory that
I learned about today. Yeah, let's hear about this. Hold on. Let me cut the music.
Yeah, cut the music. Shit. There's some serious shit, man.
Let me cut my mic.
Cut your mic. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want you to hear me breathing heavily while I tell you a story. You'll be telling your story and all you're gonna hear is
I don't even think you can you hear me going
a little bit?
Barely. Good quality mic, that's all I gotta say. Not sponsored.
All right.
So you know that the word dinosaur, I don't know if you know actually. I don't know why I assumed that, but the word dinosaur comes from two Greek words.
Dino and sword.
Danos, which means terrible, and saurus, which means lizard. Now, dinosaurs lived hundreds of millions of years ago, right?
Wrong.
Hundreds of millions of years ago.
Wrong.
Shut the fuck up. What the fuck I'm saying.
The earth is only.
Hold on, man. Shut the fuck up. Let me finish my thing. So dinosaurs, or the Greek language. See, you fucked me up. The Greek language has only been around for 5,000 years. So either there were Greek people around 100 million years ago, or there were dinosaurs 5,000 years ago.
Facts.
Right?
Facts.
So it makes you ask questions like, how did they build the pyramids? How did they move giant rocks through the desert? What could pull giant rocks across the desert?
Giants.
Jesus, giants?
Giants are a real thing.
See, there's one that I can actually believe, like where there's like some of these mountains. Because, you know, after like so long, trees, when they, what is it, fossilize, become rock. How they say that some of these like flat
plateaus
and stuff are actually like old trees, and I'm like, holy shit, that's a big ass motherfucking tree.
What if you've never seen the entire planet? You ever wonder that? Like, what if there are actually giants and we only see like the little piece of the world? Like, what if America, South America, how many continents are there? Seven? I think there's seven.
Don't ask me, dude. No.
I think there's seven. I wasn't good at geology, but seven continents, right? Just like, and they're all over the place. But what if really they're right here, and then there's a bigger circle around us? Now we just
like where the what's it called? Under Earth?
No.
And there's an outer layer.
No, hear me out. No sun Earth. I don't believe in the sun Earth. But I do believe there was giants at one point. I also believe there's aliens, because I get high a lot and watch Ancient Aliens. Favorite show. But anyways.
It's a good show.
Great show when you're high. All I watch, honestly, is conspiracy theories and documentaries about, like, ancient civilizations whenever I get high. Like, that's my go-to.
You know what, Daniel? Look, this is all I can say about that, okay? Some of us are going through this sober.
Not as fun. Not as fun. Look, honestly, a very wise, young, anti-atheist, no, not anti-atheist, atheist, Jewish rabbi, that's ordained minister, once told me the way to get smart is getting really high and watching smart shit. You know what? After I had that conversation with him, I started trying it, and I've been learning a lot of new shit, bro.
I for some reason I thought you... You were gonna say something else.
A lot of weird shit too. But
it's not good. That's besides the point.
Nah, bro. You've never heard about that though? Like the idea that maybe we are on a bigger Earth, but we don't really see it. And when we fly out the planet, it's not really happening because we never left the planet.
No. Never heard that.
Oh.
But I just kind of wonder how that works, though. Because you have the space station up there taking pictures.
What if it's not there, though? What if it's all AI simulation? We've never actually been in space.
You know, I can believe the whole... So the way I would think of the whole simulation thing, it would kind of explain why some people believe in like the reincarnation,
mm-hmm.
because you're just basically dying.
Yeah, reset, bro.
Yeah, new game. It's like you're playing like Minecraft hardcore. Like the moment you die, you have to start all over again.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it's almost kind of like, I don't know if you've ever played Red Dead Redemption 2.
Mm-hmm.
You can you can actually get sick in it.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. You can catch diseases and stuff in there if you don't keep your character fed right. I mean, it takes a while, but I know at some point he also actually gets sick.
Mm-hmm. In the storyline,
in the storyline, but you can actually like catch shit and get sick in the game.
Okay.
So I wonder if it's kind of really like that
for me, Alan. I've been playing that game digitally for like the past 5 years, trying to beat it.
Don't worry, buddy. I'm the only one. At some point, I gave up, and I was just like, fuck it. I'll just watch the rest of it on YouTube.
I've only got like 20% in.
Bro,
That's one of those games that's so long that I just don't have the patience for it. Like, it's like Assassin's Creed, right? I've had Assassin's Creed Odyssey for like 2 years now. I'm barely like at 10% because I only play little spurts at a time.
I think I finished that one. Is that the Roman one or is it?
I think so.
No, it was the Egyptian one that I finished.
That's the one I have. That's the one I have. Is it Origins? Okay. It might be Origins.
Origins, yeah. Origins.
Origins. No,
Oranges. Yeah, you look like an orange. You orange motherfucker.
Well, you look like a grapefruit when you take all the peel off, but then the skin stays on it. White on the outside, pink on the inside.
I can see him.
Fuck you, man.
That's with me, like, not even having the light directly on me. You saw it yesterday.
I know, you look like a fucking ghost. You got transparent. Oh, shit.
It's not even working. That's fucking weird. This camera's weird. Yeah. Sometimes it gets, like, super, super bright. But today it's, like...
It's like, nah, we good, fam.
Yeah. Like, bro, it's almost a weekend.
You know, maybe just having the lights on in the back too.
Maybe.
That usually changes the perspective of the camera.
Maybe there's one that's back there.
Mm-hmm.
This perspective.
Back are you using a fucking dum dum to tell me where that shit is? God damn it, Alan.
It's over there.
Over there.
Uh-huh. Back there, there's a UV light that's usually on. Mm-hmm. That motherfucker was shining bright, like right here behind my ear.
Oh damn.
Yesterday.
Warming you up, huh?
I had to go turn it off. It was warming me up. No, this other one's fucking warm. It's fucking huge.
Gotta be careful, Alan. You might start sizzling a little bit with all that light. You know, you can get sunburns from interior light.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Bet you didn't think about that one, huh?
Well, about time I got darker.
God.
What? You mean to tell me I no longer have to go outside to get darker?
Bro, I'm outside and I'm still dark as fuck. It won't go away.
It's just you naturally.
I got super dark when we were working together.
Yeah. I mean, I got dark when I was working over there too. Because I was out in the sun.
I got like 50 shades of brown, you know, in the summertime. Son of a bitch. Let's get back to your fucking conspiracy theory over here. What were you saying before I interrupted you with my conspiracy theory?
Fucker. It was just basically saying that the Greek language has been around for like only 5,000 years. Mm-hmm. How could they come up with a word for dinosaur when they didn't even know that dinosaurs existed, allegedly?
Allegedly. I'm telling you, dude, have you never seen the Good Dinosaur?
Have I never seen a what?
The Good Dinosaur?
No.
Okay, that's the most accurate Pixar movie ever made. There's dinosaurs and peoples in there at the same time.
I mean, I believe it. I'm sure,
because there's a lot of like cave drawings somewhere of like, you know, ancient civilizations fighting woolly mammoths.
Yeah.
And there's stories about woolly mammoths.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's dinosaurs around. Why do you think we believe in dragons? Like, so many cultures believe in dragons.
And actually, I believe they found one, actually.
There was giant snakes and they found dragons in fucking Alaska or something. Or in Antarctica, one of those two.
But it's also kind of like how they said, like I watched it before, I forget what documentary or whatever it was, mm-hmm. but it was kind of like where they showed like dinosaurs and stuff, because I was really into dinosaurs when I was young, mm-hmm. where like, for instance, like snakes, and then of course there's like a scorpion. There's like mm-hmm. one scorpion that actually used to be like the size of like a SUV.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the whole food chain and everything, it just shrunk smaller and smaller and smaller.
Yep. Instead of dying, they got small.
Yeah. The ecosystem. Mm-hmm. The only one that hasn't changed is the horseshoe crab.
Oh, that motherfucker's big, right? He's like...
Yeah, it's pretty big, but it hasn't changed. It has not evolved in any kind of way. It's stayed the same shape for like...
Doesn't it have like some crazy blood in it or something that's like good for curing people?
I don't know.
It's like blue blood or something?
Oh, no, I didn't hear anything about that.
I'm pretty sure I've heard about
it. It sounds familiar, but I don't know if it actually came from the horseshoe crab.
I'm pretty sure it's the horseshoe crab. Pretty sure.
That's kind of weird. The horseshoe crab, though, is exoskeleton is literally the horseshoe shape.
Yeah.
With legs coming out, that's fucking creepy.
That's what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure it's that one, because it's the only one that actually looks like a fucking dinosaur.
Well, because it's also, like, I think, what, like, one of the rarest creatures to see as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because they don't come out that often, because they're usually in like really low depths or some shit.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I think the horseshoe crab, its blood is like super rare or something.
I mean, I can believe it. I'm pretty sure, to be honest, the whole medicinal shit in the US and in the world, there's always like videos coming up where it's like the government is giving you, or the pharmaceutical companies are controlling like the medicines and reducing the dosages, so that way you stay sicker longer, or you get sicker more often, and that's mm-hmm. how they make their money off of you.
Yep.
Where there's also that conspiracy where, you know, cancer is already curable, mm-hmm. and they just don't want to release the cure because they're making millions and millions of dollars.
Of course, they make more money off of keeping you sick than curing you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's obvious marketing. That makes all the sense in the world. So horseshoe crabs, I was right. Their blood, there's something special about their blood that they use in making like vaccines and shit.
Oh wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the horseshoe crab cured us of COVID, according to National History Museum.
What?
Yeah.
Well, it cured you of cure. I don't have that shit flowing through my veins, buddy.
I don't know, but
I don't know. Like me and Nicole, we didn't get the vaccine because we were thinking about it, and we were like, man, what if, you know, right now as us, we're mm-hmm. fine, but what if come time to have a child, you know, it has some type of like birth defects because of the vaccine. That was our fear.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just wanted to be able to work. I didn't give a fuck at the time.
What are you talking about? You still went to work with fucking COVID.
I was told to
do that. You were sitting there.
Do not stay home. Go back to work.
No, you were sitting there fucking dying, dude. Dying. I was there and I was like, just fucking leave. And what's funny is that you had COVID on like the coldest day of like the year.
Yeah.
The coldest week of the year.
Remember that? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at some point, I think we got sent home early because like everything started freezing.
Yep.
I miss those days.
Good times, right? Yeah. Now it sucks because if I get sent home, I'm already there.
you're just like.
I just put my chair real quick and pivot.
You know what? I'm going home for lunch today.
Right? Like, fuck you guys, I'm going home. Oh shit, I'm already there.
Oh man,
good time.
Yeah, see, for you though, you get to do that. My job, I have to stay at work.
Oh, because you're, yeah. I don't want to blow up your spot and say who you work for, but yeah.
Well, you can say construction.
Yeah, or O'Reilly's.
Like a special, central people. Waffle House.
Waffle House. Gotta get that Waffle House.
You remember that shit? That one time where it's like, they rate the disaster depending on whether or not the Waffle House is standing after a natural disaster.
So crazy to me. That is actually pretty awesome, though.
That's pretty badass, though. To think the one spot that everybody goes to when they're drunk at 3 a.m.
Everyone hates on because they're dirty and whatnot.
Oh, no. Speaking of that, did you not see that one post about the new Waffle House?
No.
Oh my god. So a new Waffle House opened up. I don't remember what state, uh-huh. but it opened up, right? And you go to the comments of the post, because this is from Waffle House themselves. Everybody's just like, the floors aren't dirty enough, I'm not fucking eating there.
That is so funny.
They said the staff doesn't look like crackheads. I don't trust it. I'm not going there. And then they're like, those cooks don't look like we'd catch them outside smoking.
Right?
I'm not eating there.
I've always said, if the cook doesn't have a cigarette in his fucking ear while he's cooking, it's not going to be a good meal. If the girl that's taking your order doesn't have an attitude with their coworker that showed up 5 minutes late, it's not going to be a good Waffle House.
What are you talking about? You even lucky if...
I don't know if you know this, Alan. I at one point was employed by Waffle House.
Yeah, and then you got
fired. For a whole 35 minutes.
Oh.
It took me longer.
I'd say 30 seconds.
It took me longer to get the job than to get fired.
I forgot how that came up. I think we were just talking about, like, oh, she's a platinum server. I was like, how do you get that?
Should have bought the Waffle House.
And then she's like, we're hiring if you want. You're like, fucking sign me up. I'll start today. I forgot what it was that you said, that she was just like, you know what? You're fired. Fired for orientation.
Yeah, fired by the platinum employee at Waffle House, bro. Do you know how belittling that is?
Oh.
I got hated on by the platinum employee, bro. Employee of the month. You know, one day she's going to own a Waffle House? Because the only way you can own a Waffle House is by working for Waffle House.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy how that works.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. One day that platinum star is going to be the Waffle House owner. She's going to call me back up. And she's gonna be like, I remember you. I hear you're looking for a job. Just to have me go in, putting my badge on, be like, oh, you're fired.
I can see your ass with hairnets. You're just like, hairnet. What can I make you today?
Like, what's up, Holmes?
Oh, man.
Bro, I'm going to dress up like a Waffle House employee for Halloween.
Oh, God.
I just made up my mind.
And you're just going to go over there and be like, hey, is there any way I can buy like a uniform off of you guys real quick?
Right, give me a hat and an apron.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
Yeah. That's all I need. I'll bring it back the next day.
Right.
If I remember.
Give me a name tag too.
You so happen to walk in when one of the cooks is saying fuck this shit and walking out, and their name just so happens to be Daniel.
Well, how funny would that be? I jump over the counter and just start whipping it up for him. I'll be a goofy
bro. There was a video that surfaced not too long ago that I remember that all the Waffle House employees like quit, uh-huh. and customers were walking in making their own food.
Fuck yeah! I one time this was probably like 2013, 2014. I was at Whataburger. Not the Whataburger in Rosenberg, the Whataburger, or the Whataburger in Richmond, the Whataburger in Sugarland. I was at Whataburger. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm sitting there with my homies, you know, we're trying to sober up because we've been partying all night. Literally, like the fry cook, and I don't know what you call the person that folds the burger, or folds the paper on the burger. I'm going to call him the paper chef, the sous chef. Fry cook and the sous chef, they start getting into it. So both of them quit, right, while we're there. And the only person left is the person working the drive-thru. And she realizes that they both walked out the front door without telling her anything. So she's looking over. And she goes, oh, hell no. Fucking walks out.
I don't get paid enough for this shit.
Sitting there waiting for our food. And my friend, he's like, man, fuck this. I'm hungry. He walks over there, guys. The last meal they had wrapped, like the last burger they had wrapped. Got him some fries. We walked back with 2 apple pies.
Wow.
I've been in that situation before.
I've never been in that situation before. Oh, man.
That shit's pretty fucking funny, though.
I wonder how the fuck you find yourself in these types of situations, man.
You know, here's the thing. When I was a lot younger, not a lot younger, a couple years. I stopped on like 3 years ago.
You mean 20 years ago?
I used to party a lot. I used to drink a lot. I used to do a lot of drugs a lot, right? Mm-hmm. So I always hung out with a specific kind of people. Like I had my normal friends and these specific kind of people friends. Some way, somehow, I was always a person that was either just drunk enough to be willing to do something stupid or just high enough to know that it's a bad idea, but I'm still going to do it. So long story short, all that led me to a lot of very interesting situations in my life, in my young adolescence.
I will never get over how you took a trip to, what was it, Las Vegas?
Uh-huh.
Or did you go back to California? I can't remember. And then you drove to the Grand Canyon?
Oh, that was my Vegas trip. First day we, literally 6 hours after we landed, I had driven all night to get to the Grand Canyon from Vegas to get to that point. And you know what made me do that? You know what made me get to the point where I almost lost my life? We were there right as the sun was rising. I saw this chick doing yoga on the edge of the Grand Canyon. And I saw two dudes smoking weed on the other edge, like on this little cliff, right? Mm-hmm. And where the chick was doing yoga, I was like, it was at a peak. So it comes out like this.
Yeah.
Right? And I looked at the peak and I was like, that would make for a badass picture. And then I was like, and it would be really cool to see how high up we actually are. Okay? So my dumbass jumps over the barricade, which apparently it's frowned upon at the Grand Canyon. I didn't know. My fat ass walks over to the peak. Just takes in the view, completely breathtaking. I was 100% right. It was a great choice, dude. It was a once-in-a-lifetime move to be on the very edge of the Grand Canyon and see over it as the sun was rising. Like, do you know how amazing it is to see a sunrise in a hole that big in the ground?
No.
It's breathtaking, okay? Spectacular. I had driven all night on 2 hours of sleep just to get there for that moment, okay? So I'm there, I'm chilling, my homie comes up to me, he starts talking to me, but he's like, so the peak comes out, and then there's like a little rock that sticks out a little bit further that you can stand on, that's like a level lower. So that's where I was. My friend comes up, but he doesn't get on the same peak as me, he's just a little bit off of it. And he's talking to me, so I turn around to talk to him, and like I turn around one more time to look back, look down, I see how high I am, I'm probably thousands of feet up in the air. You know, on the edge of this cliff, turn around to get back up on the peak, and the ground completely goes out under me. And I instantly just, poof. Luckily, the way the rocks went out, like it left a V shape, so I was able to catch myself, like with my arms. And then I was able to dig my boots into the side of the mountain, the cliff. And at that moment, like, I was like, holy shit, I'm about to die. But at the same time, I was like, holy shit, I'm about to die. Then I was like, I'm not going to die today. I just got a good feeling. This is our first day on our trip. And then I look up and my friend's just panicking. He's like, holy shit, what the fuck? Like, he's trying to pull me up. And as he's pulling me up, like grabbing me by my belt to pull me up, I just look at him. I was like, bro, let go. And he just looked at me. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I was like, just let go. And I went like this. He didn't realize I had dug my boot into like a little crevice where I could actually stab. Anyways, he saved my life that day.
What an asshole. In a serious moment, brain says, crack a joke.
Exactly. I was like, either I die or I survive. One way or another, we're going to laugh at this. No, but legit, I was so lucky that the rock came out the way it did, and I was able to put my boot in that hole to like actually stand up on my tippy toes, because that could have ended up really bad. We had a whole weekend plan worth of shit to do in Vegas. That, you know how bad that would have been for the first activity for me to die? That would have ruined the whole trip. I would have been the asshole of the trip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I would have got amazing pictures for it.
You're still the asshole of the trip. You fucking played a prank in the middle of a life or death situation. like, what the
That's fuck? What I do. I make jokes in stressful situations, you know?
You know, if you were wearing a GoPro, and it was from his point of view, I know damn well you would have clipped Scar letting go
for sure. Oh, dude, no, but like, real talk, that shit was fucking horrifying. Like, looking at it now, because I have a video somewhere where it's me on the edge just looking over, and you can see how far, like, we're up in the air, and it is fucking terrifying. Like, I don't know why I was so calm and cracking jokes that day. I shouldn't have been.
So what just crossed my mind when you were talking about, like, looking over the edge with your phone, mm-hmm. there was a video that I saw, like, mm-hmm. last week of, and it's somewhere in, like, I think Central America or South America, because they were speaking Spanish. Mm-hmm. There's, like, this net tunnel.
Okay.
So it's, like, four walls of, like, netting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically like a bridge connecting like one cliff to another cliff.
Oh shit!
Like on the side of a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all foggy, so you can't really see like below you,
mm-hmm.
right? And this chick decides, "Hey, record me, or take a picture of me
mm-hmm.
while I lay down." And she's wearing like yoga pants, so okay. she lays down on her back. All of a sudden, you just see her phone just go bloop. Gone into the abyss.
Oh my god. No fucking way, really?
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
I'm like, dude, I don't, and imagine if that's like your first day of the trip.
And right? Like, and that's how you die.
I gotta go buy a new phone.
That would suck, dude. I mean, but at least the phone's replaceable, right? Like in my situation, I would have been dead. Which probably wouldn't have been a good time.
Then you wouldn't have gotten married. You wouldn't have had Maui.
Bro, Maui. You
wouldn't have gotten your first apartment.
Yeah.
Had the both hoopties go down and buy a brand new car.
You know, that sounds like my life would have been a lot less stress-free.
You wouldn't have wasted like 15 years at the same tractor location.
Right? Fuck you, Alan. Dickhead. You're such an asshole, bro.
So if you could go back in time, what is one thing you would probably change? And let's just say that all the outcomes stay the same, but you're able to change something and actually like...
Benefits the world?
No, benefits you.
Benefits me.
Like, would have probably made you like a better person or gave you like a different experience. Like for example, like taking the tractor dealership. Would you have stayed as long as you would have stayed?
Oh fuck no.
Knowing now that you technically wasted quite a bit of time.
quite a bit of time. I wasted a shitload of time. What are you talking about?
Okay, so let's say you leave said tractor dealership earlier than usual, than what actually happened. Where would you have gone, and what would you have done if you had the choice?
If I had the choice? Okay. So if I could change anything, I would change a lot of things. I would change the day I broke my foot playing football. Because before I broke my foot, there was a lot of promising things coming towards me, especially a little bit of a partial scholarship to go to University of Nevada, Las Vegas. You know? So I would change that. I would change the entire outcome of my life. I would have gone to Las Vegas. I would have became a crackhead. You would have seen me on the corner sucking dick for some crack. It would have been a stress-free life. The only thing I would have to worry about is, am I going to get some food sometime today? And whose dick am I sucking for some crack? You know how simple life would be if that was all I had to worry about?
You'd be living under one of them highway overpasses.
Like, I don't know. They got tunnels in Vegas, bro. They got a whole underground system of crackheads. I'd be thriving, okay? Like, after I got past the first time I sucked dick, oh, I would have been thriving, dude. I would have been myself out every second of the day just to get some more crack.
You would have worked your way up to high-end escort?
Hell no. I would have been. I would have been. Hell yeah. Exactly. Exactly, bro. I would have been killing it. You know how many sugar mamas I could have had in Las Vegas? Shit.
Speaking of sugar mama, going back to your whole days, how was it that you acquired the funds to buy your Snap-on toolbox again?
You know, Alan, I've told this story many times, and I can't repeat it. Unfortunately, it's one of those stories that, you know, I've ran its course.
Okay. So basically, you got a cougar as your sugar mama.
No, sir. Basically, what I did is I worked harder than a stripper. Okay, I'm an ugly stripper.
Okay. Hey, going back to the elderly lady, right? Now, your walk of shame going home. Did she send you home with like leftovers and some cookies?
Hell yeah, dude! Tupperwares all day.
Mashed potatoes in a
butter. Tupperwares all day. Sometimes she even dropped me off at my job.
Oh damn! Who's that man showing up in that expensive ass caddy? Is that a Bentley?
Sometimes I got lunch sent to me through Uber Eats. Oh dude, I was thriving, boy. That's what I'm saying. I would have been a great whore in Las Vegas. I was there hooked on crack and I had a crazy gambling debt. Oh, dude, I would have thrived. I would have been one of those fucking loan sharks by now. I would have been fucking shit up. I would have had a successful career in Las Vegas. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
Yeah, I was willing to crack hips here, and we live in Rosenberg. They're not the best hips to crack. I've been cracked one too many times.
Hey, we would have been family at some point. At that point,
good deal. Oh my god, Alan, son of a bitch! Why you gotta bring up my hoe days, man? I'm a reformed hoe. Okay,
domesticated hoe.
I have been saved by Jesus. I am domesticated. Okay.
Bro, you were just adopted from the halfway house. That halfway house is like your version of an animal control shelter.
Right. Just overcrowded, huh?
And your wife just walks in while you're behind bars and says, "Oh, he's cute. I'll take that one home."
Look at me now, Alan. She's on circle home, okay?
Have you heard of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?
You You know, one of these days, you're laughing now, and you're saying all these things, but one of these days, I'm going to be a youth minister in a church. That would be telling all of our stories.
Oh, man.
I'm like, I seen Jesus. I was out there cracking your mama's back. He came to me. And he told me, don't do this no more, son. I've been saved.
You better listen to me, boy. I know what your daddy tastes like.
Daddy, huh? I know what you be doing now.
Nah, man, you sitting there talking about you be sucking dick for some crack.
I'm just saying.
A youth minister and you reformed.
I am a reformed hoe. Sure, I miss my front teeth. That don't mean nothing.
But the church gave me my dentures. Man, Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
You know what I mean? That always makes me think of, like, porn stars that become, like, super hardcore Christians. And, like, let me give you a little bit of backstory to this. So one time, we were watching this documentary called Life After Porn, mm-hmm. where it's, like, what porn stars do after they retire from doing porn. And these are like super famous porn stars, but like from the 70s and 80s, so they're retired hoes too. And it got really interesting, you know, when they started showing how like two of the three girls they're interviewing found Jesus at one point while they were doing porn and shit, and that's why they retired. And I always think to myself, because like I grew up in the church, right? Like my parents are pretty Catholic. They grew up in they were always in this like church group when I was growing up, in a little ministry, right? And it was all about like family healing and whatnot. Blah blah blah. I don't give a fuck. But anyways, I grew up in the church, right? So I used to always hear these stories of like, I found Jesus when I was doing drugs, you know, and I was just in a dark hole and this and that. Like, you hear stories of, like, bitches in Mexico that they're doing witchcraft, and then they found Jesus one day, you know, and shit like that. And all I can think about is, like, when do these porn stars realize they need Jesus? Is it when they're wiping the cum out their eyes? Or is it when they got, like, a 12-inch dick going down their throat and they're choking from not being able to get air and changing colors? Is that when they realize it? And when they look up, like, teary-eyed, sweating?
It's when they upgrade to, like, that super hardcore porn that you're talking about. Uh-huh. And they realize that in this video, they might die.
Like, you know what I mean, right?
When they pass out from not breathing, like you were saying, and they see the light.
That's what I'm saying. When they got that big old donkey dick down their throat where it's making like an imprint on their neck and they're just like passing out, changing colors. Like that, is that where they find Jesus? Like, are they fading in and out while choking on this dude's dick and they're just like, Jesus? Oh.
I don't know, man. I actually do wonder though, like, realistically, like, how is the transition from being a porn star to going back to like a normal life?
Dude, I always wonder this. So you're gonna think I'm a little weird, and this might get a little like far left field, but I've always wondered what happens to the female body after they do all those huge like objects in their ass porn. Like, you know, where they stretch their asshole to the point where they can fit two hands in it. Or they're fitting a fucking Sherlock Holmes wine bottle into their asshole or coochie. Mm-hmm. Like, I always wonder, like, what are the after effects of that? And what are the after effects of doing all these crazy porns? Like, the girls that get those 12-inch dicks all up in their throat, and then they have a raspy voice sounding like they smoke cigarettes all their life, but it's just dick trauma.
That's what happens. It's like, instead of being like this, now it's normal shit.
Honestly, there's some crazy porns, right? Like, I used to watch a lot of porn. I think I actually had a porn problem at one point. And there's some crazy shit, dude. Like, sometimes you'd see some shit where those girls' asshole, like, falls out her asshole, and you're just like, what the fuck? Like, why would you stick something this fucking big in your asshole and stretch yourself out like that? Like, I'm just curious what happens scientifically. Like, I need someone to make a video series of what happens after 12 years of taking big black dicks in your ass.
There has to be some type of health complications.
Bro, I'm telling you, like, can they not fart anymore? When they fart,
what is it? Can't you actually, crush your colon?
I think so.
Is it that, or is it not? I'm probably thinking of spleen, but I'm thinking that you can collapse your colon at some point. So I kind of wonder if they do that so many times and they don't take like the proper like steps to actually do it, and they just raw dog that shit. I'm pretty sure like their colon is fucked up.
I mean, I've seen some
pretty sure they can't trust a fart because it's just gonna go.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what happens when a guy fart? Do they make a sound, or it's like a fucking tree falling in the forest, right? When a girl has stretched out her asshole that far, does it make a sound or not? Right? Because all you're gonna hear is
what is that?
Well, for real, dude, like, what happens to the body? What happens to their, like, intestines? Do they get rearranged? Is that a real thing?
Yeah, you're talking about, like, similar to, like, how pregnancy happens, like, all the organs get shifted up into, like, almost the chest cavity. Imagine, that's fucking insane.
Imagine taking something that fucking big up your ass all the time. Like, for a year, let's say you do 6 videos a week. That's fucking you up, 6. Well, like, can you walk straight after that, or do you need a wheelchair at the age of 40? Like, these are questions I need to know, bro.
You need a colon transplant. They need to reconstruct your rectum.
Because, you know, there's that, like, the whole porn category that's extreme is anal prolapse. Like, when their asshole literally falls out of their asshole. Like, what happens then? You're 22 years old. What happens when you're 40? Like, do you just shit yourself all the time? You gotta go. I wonder if they get a Barbie butt after a certain point and they just have a colostomy bag on their side. Like, is that porn star goals? By the time you're 50, have a colostomy bag?
Speaking of the bag, I don't know if I told you the story. But one day, I guess you can say like assistant director of where I used to work for a maintenance and operations company.
Uh-huh.
The assistant director one day came into the shipping and receiving area where I worked with my other coworker.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm confusing him. The superintendent. Or not the superintendent. Why the fuck I keep saying superintendent? The assistant director told a coworker of ours to come into our office and tell us to hop on the forklift and go unload something for him that just came in that he had to sign for.
Okay.
He just didn't know how to operate the forklift. Well, coworker walks in and says, "Hey, assistant director said, go grab one of those numb nuts out of shipping and receiving, come unload this shit."
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, that's exactly what he said. He said to call y'all numb nuts and go unload this shit." I was just like, "Wow." I was like, "Wow."
Numb nuts?
Huh? I've never heard of numb nuts. No, I was just like, "Wow, that's very unprofessional for someone, you know, at that higher position, right?" I was like, "I don't know him like that to like joke like that," but I was just like, it's whatever. My coworker, he's way older than me, he was like 50, 60 something.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Fuck that shit," and went straight to the director, complained. Mm-hmm. When the director didn't want to do anything about it, he took it to HR.
Damn, you know, HR don't play.
HR sat there and made him basically apologize to both of us.
Wow.
Now, the thing is that the apology happened the following day. Mm-hmm. I wasn't there. I had like a doctor's appointment or something, so I wasn't there. Mm-hmm. So then I show up the day, like 2 days later, and he walks over to our area and says, "Hey, Alan, can I speak to you?" So we go to an office across from our area. That's it's called a map room. Because we did a bunch of like surveys, and it's like all the blueprints to like all the different buildings and stuff that we repaired and whatnot. So we went in there, and he's sitting there, and he's like, I wanted to formally apologize and say that it was very unprofessional of me to sit there and call you numbnuts. You know, I sincerely want to say that I am sorry. And in the middle of him, like, there was like a long pause where he was waiting for me to respond. I just hear,
the fuck?
And I was like, in my head, I was like, did this motherfucker just pass gas? I was like, nah, that shit's unprofessional. I'm a little like ticked. And I was like, don't worry about it. I was like, trying to get the fuck out of there as fast as I can before it stunk. And I was like, don't worry about it. You know, I didn't really take much of an offense to it. He's like, I appreciate it. He opens the door, holds it for me, and you just hear it again.
What the fuck?
I'm like, what the fuck? I just run back to my office, and I was like, dude. Got my coworker. And I was like, dude, he's passing gas while he's talking to me. Like, that's fucking disgusting. Like, what the fuck? He can't hold that shit? Then he comes around, and he's just like, do you not know that he has a shit bag? Dude, I was like, what?
That's even worse.
He said he had colon cancer. They had to remove his ass and like plug it, and they gave him the bag.
That's fucking disgusting.
I was like, oh man, now I feel like a dick. I didn't know that.
You should, dude. Especially because he was just trying to take a shit in front of you, bro.
But he has no control of when it happens. It just happens, right?
Was he making a face? Like, when
no, no. He, like, in the middle of his, like, sentences, he's straight-faced looking at me. Uh-huh. And you just hear it coming out.
That's fucking.
And I was like, oh, my God. I feel like a dick now.
That's fucking gross.
No. It gets even better. A couple weeks go by. And I'm like, man, I gotta use the bathroom. You know, upset stomach. Lunch didn't sit too well with me. So I walk down the hall, I go into our bathroom, take the first stall. Then I'm like, oh. Then I hear somebody walk in. I'm like, fuck, now I gotta hold my shit. This is a little awkward to sit there and just, you know, rip ass while somebody's like in the bathroom with you. Just like my social anxiety, right? And I'm sitting there quiet as possible. Someone walks up to my stall, rattles the door, and I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, occupied. Continue to rattle the door. I'm like, occupied. They run into the next stall next to me. All of a sudden, I just hear zip.
Bloop, 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 bloop. What the fuck?
And then a flush, and then the dude walks straight out.
Oof.
It was the assistant director emptying his bag.
Oh, that's fucking gross. That is fucking gross, bro. Oh, what the fuck?
Like, I don't think those were the proper sanitary procedures for this.
Oh my god, dude, that's fucking gross.
Got the fuck out of there because it stunk.
I bet it did.
Really bad. I was grossed out.
Jesus,
I ran out. My coworker goes in. I forgot to tell him what stall. They were shit on the seat.
Oh, that's so fucking gross. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Oh, man. I totally forgot about that story until he talked about
that fucking Barbie butt. That's so fucking gross. My Barbie butts are a real thing, though. That shit's crazy.
That's insane, dude.
I'm curious, like, let's say in 10 years, right, when all the porn stars that are in our generation get too old to be in our porn stars, you know, when they have a couple kids and have stretch marks and they're no longer attractive by porn star standards, I just wonder how many of them are going to have Barbie butts.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
There's an old people section on Pornhub.
I mean, nowadays, right? Because we're fucking sick ass people, dude. We watch so much porn, the old stuff just doesn't do it no more.
Uh-huh. I know somebody that claps some dusty cheeks.
I know someone too. Knocked some cobwebs off a couple times in his time.
He must have popped a blue pill or some shit, because I could do it. It's like fucking your grandma. No, thank you.
You know, some people, they're just...
They smell like that. That was it.
Some people, the wind just catches them the right way, and it's up, bro. It's like a flag.
I kind of wonder if said individual... the person that they were with, I wonder if they smelled like that old lady perfume that smells like baby powder, but it's not baby powder.
No, fam, that's when you got it all wrong, right? Because those are white women, okay? What this dude was fucking with, he was fucking with the old ladies that smell like Bengay and fucking Tiger Balm, okay? They got the bricks all over their chest so they can breathe just right.
I wonder if he accidentally touched that icy hot section.
You
know, so,
sometimes you just grab it and just fucking to add a little bit of spice to it.
You're like, hold on, you're a little dry. Let's fix that real quick.
Exactly.
Like that one episode.
You know, when you're clapping some dusty cheeks, you know, sometimes they got the Vicks on their back because they're trying to go to bed and it's late at night. And you're trying to, and they're on their period. Somehow they're still not old enough to not have a period anymore. So you just slap your hand across the Bengay, put it on their bell hole, and then go at it from there. You never done that?
Wow, no.
I'm just saying, dude, this guy you're talking about is fucking sick.
Tell me about it. Oh man, he's done some weird shit, man.
Yeah, man.
Fucking weird.
Yeah, live life.
I don't know how the fuck we're friends.
You know, some things are very questionable in his life. That's all I can say.
No, but like I was saying, it's like that one episode of Family Guy with that one chick where she's like trying to open her legs and it's like, she's like, hold on, give me a second. She pulls out a little thing of like oil and goes bloop, bloop, bloop.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's just silence, the squeak. And she's like, all right, now we can continue.
Yep. That's when the KY comes in handy, buddy. You gotta have that KY. But yeah.
Sour watermelon.
Oh, you know about it. Alan, you nasty, bro.
Sucio.
Sucio. Sucio boys are back.
No, I've actually never.
Bean Challenge.
I only saw the flavors because I was curious whenever, whenever you go to like Target or like Walgreens, there's that section.
Uh-huh.
And I look and I'm like, what the fuck?
Come on, Alan. You know.
Where do they get these flavors from?
What? I don't know, dude, but all I know is a banana don't taste like bananas.
You calling me sucio?
Can't tell you that I've ever tried it. I've heard from a friend. You know?
Yeah,
the friend you're talking about, you know.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like when you know trying to see if you're like the conspiracy about the pineapple.
The pineapples, the upside down pineapples.
No, eating the pineapples.
Oh no, that's factual, bro.
Makes your shit. You know, I had a friend. A female friend back in the day where we were talking about it. I was like, you know, I don't know how that contributes, you know, eating pineapple sweetens up the baby gravy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't understand how that works, you know, and I'm trying to like start up like a little debate because it was like quite a few of us all around. Mm-hmm. And like she spaced out, was on her phone. And like when I was just like, I wonder if pineapple really sweetens up that baby gravy. Mm-hmm. And she was like, that's false. I've tried. And then she looked around. She's like, oh, shit. She added herself.
I don't know. I've heard it changes it. I've never tried it myself. But I have been with a girl that ate a lot of fruit one time. And I can tell you.
Hey, dog.
Fruit was sweet.
You ain't never been curious? You know, you just go look. You just go. Oh, that's what I taste like.
No. I'm usually trying to dodge that thing. There's no one to catch him. It's going somewhere. Can't tell you how many
You know there's somebody out there that turned that shit into a mini game. They're just like, oh yeah. And it's like, and they're just like,
nah, friend, you gotta grab this just check your reflexes, right?
like trying to catch your eye out. Popcorn. Like trying to catch that piece of popcorn. Jesus Christ. How did we get here?
I don't know, dude. I think we've been going for too fucking long. You know, I think it's time to do two truths, so the lie, get the fuck out of here. This was a short bonus episode. We're trying things out. So we talked about some weird ass shit, and I loved it. We're gonna do this more often, dude.
Oh man.
This was the funniest podcast we've done to date.
Yes.
And it's because it was loose. It wasn't censored. It was just loose. There was really no ideas when we started. We were like, let's just talk. Let's be friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Sure there's some good clippable moments there.
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's some shit that you can take out of context. Yeah. Make me more questionable to the internet. You know how many of our comments on TikTok are like, nah, fam, he's gay. I'm married, motherfuckers. I'm not. And I'm married to a woman.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. I've been between my legs. I have verified.
Hey, I have a question. Have you ever been, like, back in your hoe days, have you ever been in a situation where you're just like, this shit is too good? Almost like it was engineered.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think I got married?
No. I mean, like, artificially.
Oh, artificial? Nah, dude. I was never a big fan of artificial. I tried it one time, and I got grossed out by the idea that you had to clean it. And there's no easy way to clean it.
No, I mean on a living person, artificial.
Artificial pussy? No, I haven't seen artificial pussy yet.
You know, trans.
No. No, thank God, no.
That you know of.
Thank God, no.
That you know of. No. How would you know?
I mean, I'm sure you'd be able to smell the difference.
This shit smells like too fresh. It's like straight out the wrapper. Like, I smell the plasticky smell.
Right? Is this new? What model year? What generation is this? First gen? How many miles?
You take a peek inside, the bitch has a VIN number, says created in 2022. Right?
You're like, how many miles has got?
It's got the doctor's signature.
It has an odometer for how many dicks it's taken. It's like, nah, fam, there's only two. Nah.
Whoa. This is very low miles. This is questionable. This is right? Very questionable.
What was the operation? you throw some water on their face just to make sure that they're not hiding their looks with makeup.
Would you sit there and try and like piss them off to the point to where like deep voice comes in?
Right? Oh yeah, dude. I'd start tickling them. Because you know, if you take it like, and he just like, starts going, yeah. Right? But then it goes, like, you better get the fuck out of there, bro. You best run.
Like that one song, ¿Cómo te llamas? Me llamo Raquel.
I'm just saying, that's how you figure it out, dude. You know this world where we're supposed to be woke, we're not supposed to ask for pronouns or genders or whatever? That's how you avoid sleeping with a trans man. Boys, if you're ever in a situation where it's questionable, tickle the fuck out of them. And they sound like this, get the fuck out of there.
I mean, unless you're completely comfortable with it, then by all means, do you, boo-boo.
Oh, yeah. Then
in my personal preference, no, thank you. That's not me.
That's not you?
No,
what is, like, the most beautiful face you've ever seen? The most perfect
I'm going to be serious for a second, okay? There have been a few situations where I see someone and I'm like, holy shit, they're beautiful. right? And I've later found out that they're actually like a dude. And I was like, these motherfuckers can't be out here doing this shit, man. They got me questioning my sexuality and shit.
I mean,
it's okay. It's got me sitting there. Hold on, just like, hold on. It's got me sitting there thinking, one wouldn't hurt.
Right? Man, you're just like, no one's gonna know.
I'll never see them again.
No one's gonna know.
Hey, you fuck around and find out you fell in love. Next thing you know, you're sitting at the altar getting married.
You gotta take the fucking what's that shit called? The stocking off. And you're like, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Keep it down, baby. Fucking eyes out of him. I was like, what the fuck happened to you? You just got the stocking. The garter, that's what it's called.
There was a garden snake, dog. That bitch was bigger than me.
Oh my god! God, we're gonna get canceled.
How did we get here?
Oh my god! Oh my god! That was a good one.
Fuck! Did we get here? Oh, holy shit! Oh my god.
We're gonna do this more often, you know. You know, fuck doing the weekly do the way we do it. Let's switch it up this year. That's just bullshit. Let's party and bullshit.
I'll try my best not to bring up dick every fucking episode.
Oh, dick talk, dude. You know what we should do when Boeing comes on this podcast? We should just do nothing but dick jokes, like right off the bat.
How's it going, Johnny? You're looking a little long today, Johnny.
Looking a little flaccid. Where's your energy at? Is that a little funny? Oh my god, Alan.
Like, hey, Daniel, have you ever seen a turtle?
Turtle, turtle.
Like, just fucking put cold air in between your crotch and look down, and you'll see a turtle. That bitch will go.
I don't know about you, my dick gets hard when it gets a little breeze.
Oh, yeah, you said it. The breeze hits it just right, and that motherfucker goes up like a flag.
It's a flag, baby!
Hey, bro. Yeah, be careful though.
Why?
Because, man. We already said one wouldn't hurt. All it takes is the breeze to hit it just right.
I'd never tell. I'd take it to the grave with me. Intended it as a confessional.
Oh my god, man.
Shit.
It's kind of like that one joke. It's like you went camping and you woke up and your booty's all sore and you're covered in sticky shit. Would you tell anybody?
Hell no, I'm sitting in the tent till everyone falls asleep.
You want to go camping?
I'm good out.
Oh man.
Oh my god. All right, let's wrap this up, dude. It's kind of late. You know, we've been going on for a minute. There's gonna be a lot of shit to cut out of this.
Hell yeah. I don't even know how long we've been doing this, to be honest.
I don't either, but I'm sure it's been long. Yeah.
Got good towards the end. Those are good jokes.
That's it's been jokes. Long and hard.
Oh, man.
Oh, baby. All right, Alan. So our producer, Chris, told us we're supposed to play a game today.
Uh-huh.
And we're supposed to play Two Truths and a Lie to wrap this up.
Uh-huh.
So, do you got your truths? Do you got your lie ready?
I wasn't given anything.
I mean, you're supposed to make them up. There's your two.
I was supposed to make them up. I was not told this, dude. No, I have no, like,
Alan, we have a fucking group chat. I've tagged you on every message that he just needed you to go see.
Where the fuck is it?
You son of a bitch.
Because it was like, yeah, we can do two truths and a lie. And even Bowen said it. Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, so we agreed. Two truths and a lie, buddy.
Words are hard.
God damn it.
10 inches is big enough. That's factual.
Ellen!
I'm scrolling through the... Yeah, I'm scrolling through it, dude, okay? There was a lot said today, okay?
There was a lot said today.
Yeah, you and Bowen were going off.
Well, I'm trying to be more communicative and transparent with my ideas. But y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah, see, look, there's nothing here.
Okay, well, Alan, two truths and a lie. We're playing this today.
Or something we can play while recording. Da, 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 da.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Although we did spend like about an hour trying to figure out how to do it through Zoom.
Yeah, how are we gonna fucking do it if we don't have two truths and a lie ready? Supposed to be a team building exercise, Melfo.
Hold on, I gotta Google this.
Do you not know how to play True Truths and Lie?
I've never played
you?
Two Truths and a Lie.
Okay, so this is how you play, Alan. You need to make up two truths and one lie, okay? And we are gonna take turns. Either you can go first or I can go first. I will tell you two truths and one lie, and you have to guess which one was the lie. Okay? Make sense? You think you can do this? Or is this too much to think of?
I'm looking.
Motherfucker.
I'm seeing examples, so I can kind of come up with it.
Give me two fucking truths about your life.
I know. I'm getting
and one lie.
Okay. Oh, you want me to open this thing again?
Jesus fucking Christ, Alan.
You want me to open the game again?
Yeah, to see if it works.
No.
Piece of shit. Why do we pay for these things if they're not going to work?
I don't know, man. You're the one who actually pays for it, to be honest.
Alan, you're fired.
I'm fired? Okay.
You're fired.
I'm a horrible producer.
Really?
I don't even know. You're not even keeping track
with the fucking group chat that we're trying to do.
I read most of it.
You motherfucker.
But on there, it didn't say like how you play two truths and a lie. It just said, we're going to play two truths and a lie.
Why the fuck did you ask?
I thought someone was going to explain it to me at some point.
Look, okay, Alan, this is how you play. You tell me two truths and one lie, and I have to figure out which one of those three is a lie. They're facts about your life.
Okay.
Okay? Do you think you can play this game?
Sure. Okay. One.
I need you to have three. Two truths, one lie.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, heads or tails?
Tails.
It's tails. I flipped this. God damn it.
I can't even see what it is.
I threw it like that. Let's end it on tails.
Like, you choose to go first, or I'm going first?
Yeah, you can choose who goes first.
I'll let you go first.
Oh, motherfucker. Okay, I'm going to tell you two truths and one lie about my life. These truths are 100% factual, and this lie may be slightly unfactual. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Number one. I once touched another guy's dick.
Unfortunately, I can believe that.
So, I told my wife to write these for me. This is the first time I read it.
You know what? Thinking about that one story, that one time, yeah, I know that one's the truth.
Number two. I once went to a glory hole, got the best BJ of my life, just to find out it was a guy on the other side. I'm sorry, the first one caught me so good.
All right, next one.
All right, last one. I was once getting a blowjob from my wife, and somehow she stuck a finger in my butt.
No, I don't think there was a somehow. I think it actually just went. I want to say your lie is the blowjob in the glory hole.
God damn it, Alan. How'd you know? How the fuck did you know? I'm not about to say glory hole.
What?
I said I've never been to a glory hole.
Now that sounds like a fucking lie.
No, that's the fact. Oh my god. God damn it, how'd you know it was that one?
What?
Once went to a glory hole to get the best BJ in my life just to find
you
out.
You told me the story about when you had a threesome.
Oh fuck! I forgot I told you.
Where it was accidental, and it made you question your life. And then the blowjob with finger up the butt sounds like some shit mine would do. So I was just kind of like, I have a feeling that's true.
You know what though? I hate that I'm finally admitting that she stuck a finger in my butt, but I'm so glad because I realized I am not gay, bro. I do not like that shit at all.
Wait, so what was your reaction though? Was it like, what the fuck? Or was it?
Yeah, oh. What the fuck?
Because we were like, oh.
So like, she, you know, best blowjob of my life, right? And then all of a sudden, I just saw her moving her hands. Like, she took her hands off of it, and they weren't behind her back. They were kind of, like, below my legs. And I was like, what the fuck is she doing? And, like, I was in a weird position. I'm not going to lie. I was on the edge of the bed, but a little too far off the edge. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden, I just felt, boop! And I was like, boop! Fucking jumped up, dude. It was terrible. I was so scared for my life. I told her, too. I was like, next time she ever tries to do that, I'm calling the cops. Because that is sexual assault. But I was fucking terrified.
You ready for mine?
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm going to throw this out there, you know. So, yeah. Two of them are absolutely true. And one of them is a lie. First one. I only have one testicle.
Ooh, I feel like I've heard this story.
Second one. I have been in a hostage situation.
I don't know, you get too fucking sick way too often to be in a hostage situation. Most likely the baby was just shooting you right there because you called in sick.
All right, and then the third one. I lost my virginity on a football field.
I feel like you're trying to throw me for a loop here. The first one's definitely true because I feel like I've heard this. There's no way there's no way I've heard this about you or Nicole telling me, so I trust the first one. Okay. The second one was You were in a
hostage situation. Yeah, I was in a hostage situation.
See, this is where I think you're throwing me for a loop. Because you know that I know that you're always sick. You're always calling sick to work and to school. So, like, the likelihood of you being in a hostage situation is a lot less. Because you were probably sick that day. You probably didn't even show up. But the last one on the football field. Now, that's some country-ass Richmond Reservoir bullshit. That one actually seems very believable because I'm sure there's a couple people that have lost their virginity on that same football field. That's a Texas thing, bro. So I'm saying the second one's bullshit because you are always fucking sick.
At the age of 6, I was actually in a hostage situation.
What? Hold on, I need the story.
So I want to say age of 6 only because I want to say age of 6, but I'm pretty sure I was younger than that.
It's probably before you started getting sick all the time.
So my dad's cousin, my tia.
Ooh, la tia? We got an episode about that.
Okay, my tia. My dad's cousin married my mom's cousin. So Mexican Salvadorian.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't exactly know how it led up to it. I think he might have been like just like real drunk, a real big alcoholic, and you get really violent whenever he was drunk. So one night my aunt ran away and brought my cousins because they had 2 kids together.
Okay.
And well, she's had 4 kids, but the younger 2 are the ones that are related to me on both sides of my family because they're Mexican Salvadorian, just like me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was their biological dad that did all this.
Okay.
So she ran away and came to our house. And not even, I want to say, like maybe 10, 20 minutes later, mm-hmm. someone's banging on the door.
The fuck?
And I can't remember exactly who opened the door, if it was my dad or my mom, but I remember someone opening the door and he walks in with a double barrel shotgun.
What the fuck?
And he's there demanding that my aunt go back with him to the house.
Okay.
And he was super fucked up. Like fucked mm-hmm. up to the point to where I think he wanted to shoot the shotgun, but instead mm-hmm. accidentally, like it was like a what's it called, a breakaway,
okay,
where it splits okay. in half, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's split in half and the bullets ejected.
Nice. Thank God for poor timing, huh?
Yeah, plot twist, my dumbass, not knowing any better, picked up the shotgun shells and handed them back to him.
We were like, oh, you dropped these.
Yeah, exactly. So he loads them back up and cocks them. So my mom and my dad are sitting at the table along with my aunt, and he's making mm-hmm. demands.
Mm-hmm.
Some way, somehow, like in his alcoholic state, he doesn't realize my mom like grabbing the house phone and tossing it to like my oldest cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was only 3 of them there. The boy cousin, he wasn't there. So it was just the 3 girls and me.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the oldest. I think she's like 5, 6, or maybe 10 years older than me. So okay. she was old enough to know how to call 911 and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Some way, somehow, we were persuaded to go into my room. And in my room, she called 911, and you just see red and blue lights like a couple minutes later.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And we opened up the window to my bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And we walked out.
Damn.
And he panicked. And uh-huh. this was before my neighborhood was even more developed.
Uh-huh.
So, like, the fence in my backyard, if you go behind the fence, because the house next to us didn't have a fence around uh-huh. their property, uh-huh. you go around, it was like open woods.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Okay. Or open fields, I'm sorry. So mm-hmm. there was nothing back there. He runs out with my aunt, I guess threatening to kill her.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes around the fence, and the cops were just like, where did he go? Where did he go? And I just remember going, he went around the fence. Mm-hmm. He's in the very back part of the fence. I kind of don't remember much after that. I remember him getting arrested and like all of us being okay. But after that situation, my dad didn't really like guns.
Okay.
But he also didn't like it very much because when he was growing up, he was held hostage.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit.
So okay. Yeah, that's a different story for another time.
Another time.
All but right. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. That's so I was held crazy, hostage dude. At a young age.
Interesting.
Interesting. Very interesante.
Very interesante. You were
see, I've had my share of life and death situations.
And you were helping the hostage.
Yeah.
I mean the what are they called?
Abductor? I don't know.
Abductors? That sounds right. That sounds close.
Kidnapper? I don't know. An armed criminal?
Armed and dangerous, yep.
Yeah. So he went to jail for so many years, because I think it's been like 5 or 6 years that he actually got released.
Damn. Holy shit.
Yep.
Fuck, that's crazy, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That is fucking crazy.
Yep.
Good thing you survived.
Yeah.
It could have been a goner.
Yep. Of course, he had to remember, though. Like, I was young, though. So it's just kind of surprised that I even remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember telling my grandma this story multiple times, like when I got older and older, like, hey, I remember this very specific event. And she's just like, how the fuck do you remember that? And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. That is crazy. Fuck. Oh, buddy. I think this is a great spot to end this fucking podcast.
Yeah.
We've had some laughs.
Yeah.
Had some cackles.
Yeah.
And some people. We made fun of some people.
Yeah, we didn't even get to do what we were going to do, but you know, that's all right.
We learned new things about each other. Yeah. This has probably been the best podcast we've done all year.
Hey, at least I haven't had a finger up my ass.
Hey, fuck you. Hey, look, at least I verified, okay? I know bisexuality for sure.
My only question is when it happened, yeah, of course you jumped up, but was there a moment of pause where you sat there and said, do I like this or do I not like this?
So there was a split second where I was like, I don't like this.
like, was she in there for like more than a second and you were just like, wiggle your finger?
I was like,
tickle my prostate and let me know if I like it or not.
I felt it. I thought about it and I was like, no, I don't like this. Too much pressure. I don't know how people like that, dude. I really, really don't know how girls like it in their ass, because that was the most uncomfortable thing I have ever felt.
All I have to say is that at the age of 50, it's going to happen again. So you better get used to it, buddy.
Dude, I'm gonna find me a little Chinese doctor with little tiny hands. That way, I don't gotta feel
bro. I know your answer is gonna be like, "Fuck going to the doctor."
Hell yeah! I'm just gonna write it out. Like, Jesus, take the wheel. That's gonna be my response to anything.
Else. More like, Jesus, take your ass.
Like Hasumil.
You're like, it's okay, technology's gonna advance even more, and yeah, I'm gonna have an even more pristine Barbie butt.
Hell yeah, buddy. That's gonna be perfect. It's gonna have like a set sensor in there, fake fart sounds.
Hey, but if you're ever open to like doing it again, I mean, I will be more than happy to send a link to Noelia about those little butt plug trainers. You go step by step.
I'm okay. We don't even know that.
It's gonna be like a step drill bit, bro.
Nah, fam, I'm good. I am A-O-K.
Was it because she went in dry?
I think she spat on it, dude. I didn't feel dry. I don't know. I got so worried, dude. I couldn't take a shit for like 3 days after. Because every time I would take a shit, I felt like I was getting violated all over again. It was the worst fucking feeling in the world, dude. I felt so fucking violated. I literally went in the shower and cried for 30 minutes.
Oh, man.
It was terrible. I told her, I was like, you ever try doing that again? I'm shitting on your fucking finger. Okay? Like, that is my response to that. It is not my thing. No one's ever going to be able to turn me. I've tried it. It's not happening.
So what you're saying is you're top, not bottom, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. I only bat. I mean, I only pitch. Wait. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's a way to clip that out of context.
I'm pretty sure either way I said it right.
Oh, man.
No. All right. This has been the Weekly D Podcast, a.k.a. the Secret D. You know, dropping on D-Day. These are going to be once a month, just straight raw Weekly D coming out of our minds. No censorship. No nothing. Just straight to your ears. This is the Weekly D Podcast. I'm Danny G.
I'm AOZ.
And remember, if you can't get it weekly, get it daily. Peace! Oh, I pressed the wrong button. Oops.
Even though it's more funny. He said, if you can't get it weekly, get it daily.